Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
You can do better for Jesus. How many of us have set an encounter tonight? Ah, something is dropping already. Something is dropping already. Jesus, take all the glory. Now, before we have our seats and go on a journey tonight, let me appreciate God for this opportunity. And also want to thank my brother and friend in absentia. But he's not absent. He's represented. Can we celebrate Pastor Osenaga? Good to see you. Thank you so much, Ma, for all you are supposed to do. My family, my wife and I, we are grateful for the relationship we share. And thank you for everything you do. Pastor Victor, you are amazing. God bless you, Pastor Uwe. I appreciate every pastor here. My friend, Pastor Felix. Treasured Life, good to see you, sir. Pastor Sam Ediale, good to see you, Zoe, Oasis Christian Assembly, hallelujah. Everyone here, I really, really honor you, and I trust the Lord tonight that we'll have an experience in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to God tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Palandas ka elebros kalaboshan talaboshan. Brenedisa Libra Hus Katatosh Barudizi Fridenebro Kamukonos Calibra. Breathe upon us fresh. There is a release of freshness tonight. There is a release of freshness tonight. Can you pray in the language of the Spirit? Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Lebrahis Kapatash Elekoko Bruntos Kapatash Shakate Kalibra Hikapatash. Mandi brahis kopari kalesh shakataliko prontos kalibradesha. Pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. Ella brahus kabadesh. An encounter with freshness. An encounter with wisdom tonight. An unusual encounter with the power of the Spirit tonight. Shakata libra hinda barukadesh. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Labarunda prekana kaneski fata. Brahakada sutali. Ele brahis kabash. Eluga brato kopashia. Embrondo zula brehakuta. Malipa ruda bades kalabosh. Ele baruda brahis kabashia. Zefata Yakaprosh Ya Haya Choir, sing with me. Yeah. Some of us are going to have some encounters, some visions. You are going to see things. God is going to summarize the future to you in a glimpse. Some of us will receive instructions, fresh instructions, fresh instructions. Some of us will see things. You will see angels. You will see Jesus. Some of us will, you will find yourself in places. It's a night of instructions. You are going to be hearing two voices in your spirit. You will hear the voice of the preacher, and then you will hear the voice of the spirit. God is going to be giving you fresh instructions. You know something? Many of us will receive fresh patterns for destiny tonight. Fresh patterns. Anytime God wants to do anything that will last with a person or with a people, there are three things God does. One is that God ties it to a covenant. And the blessing needed to be tied to a covenant to last transgeneration. The second thing that God does to make things last is to plant it in the hearts of men. And across generations, he begins to steer the hearts of those men to begin to give birth to his dimensions in the realms of man. The third thing God does when he wants to do anything that will last with a man is that he gives the man a pattern. So you are not just going to build the way another man is building. You receive an instruction for your life. Father, tonight, come for us. Lay your hands upon us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be healings. Let there be deliverances. Thank you for the encounters. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped. Hallelujah. The church, we shout a louder amen. Please have your seats in God's presence. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Once again, I'm grateful to the leadership of this amazing ministry. You're doing amazing things. You are just making greatness look, you are making exploits look easy. Pastor Victor, Pastor, you're doing amazing things. Wow. In less than 1 year of Encounter Jesus ministry, man, many of us need to come and sit down and receive lectures. And so you see us around more often. Hallelujah. Can we celebrate the move of God in this house? That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Amen. Also, I talked about my wife. I'm blessed. So you hear that I do marriage and relationship, but I'm not going to do marriage and relationship tonight. But I came with my wife. Please celebrate God for her. She actually drove me. She acted as my driver tonight. Glory to God. Understanding keys for next level. Understanding keys for next level. Understanding keys for next level. I perceive that some of us, we are ripe for the next level tonight. Understanding keys. Please take note of a few things. Number one thing I need you to know tonight is that one of the basic understanding that drives our navigation in this kingdom is the understanding that the kingdom is run by keys. By keys. By keys. It is a kingdom of keys. It is in Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So the kingdom is a kingdom of keys. It is a fundamental realization. It is so basic to our existence in this kingdom. It is a kingdom of keys, of keys. And it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever thou shalt bind. Now the meaning of this is, there are keys a man will possess. He doesn't even have to pray. Some situations will be bound. Some situations will be loose. There are keys men possess. And certain things will be arrested. I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And by keys, you can bind and you can loose. Of course, prayers is one of the keys though. Hallelujah. It is by spiritual keys we gain access into the fullness of God, as it were. Imagine they give you a big house. Big house. And you don't have the key to access it. Or imagine they give you a fantastic car. And you don't have the key to be able to drive the car. What is the essence of the car without the keys? Are we together? And that is the same thing with our salvation. Jesus has paid the price. Many things have been made available to us. Now the question is, there is a difference between what is available and what is accessible. Thank God for the access the blood has created. But you see, it is by the keys of the kingdom that we gain access into the riches that come with our salvation keys. Very basic, very fundamental. Now, the second thing I'd like you to take note of tonight is that life and the journey to the fulfillment of destiny, to success, the journey to greatness, is in compartments. What we call faces. What we call faces. Now, please look at me. I'm going to do a bit of demonstrations. Can I get four people, four young people, four volunteers? Please come up. Please come up. Please watch what I want to do. Now, if you pick what I want to do, this is going to be deliverance for somebody. Now, all of you, face me. Face me. Just stand. Just somebody stand here. Somebody stand here. Come forward. Come forward now. Now, come forward. God bless you. Please come back here. You stay here now. I want to teach wisdom as a key that can help us to gain access to our next level in life. You see, many people have been able to come this far. Whether you know it or not, there was something that worked for you. And then people get to a spot in life and it looks like they are stuck. They can't make progress. And then the first thing that comes to mind is that there is a resistance.
three of us. So you come, you've been making progress. Oh, you went to the university, you graduated, and then you wanted to get a job, and then you want to pass. It looks like there's a resistance. And people say, oh, the devil is the one fighting me. Can I shock you that many of the resistances men face were not sponsored by the devil? You need to understand the mystery of the entity called life. Let me show you three entities that are in charge of the operations of life, as it were. God is in a class of his own. You are not the devil. You are not the devil. There is a devil somewhere. And then there's an entity called life. So life is a system that heaven has put in place to profile men as they want to gain access in the forward direction. So when a man, are we together? When a man comes and gets to this place and faces a resistance, it doesn't mean the devil is responsible for the resistance. It is a system of God so that not every Tom and Harry will be able to break forth into the next level. So when you face a resistance, and then you apply certain principles, you work harder or you press harder, what happens to life? It gives way for you. Are we together? This is where motivation sells. This is one of the strengths of motivational preachers. Oh, work harder, be diligent, and do all of that, and things will open up for you. But can I say this? There are times men get to this spot and engage all the principles of hard work, of diligence, and nothing is changing. Then you need a discernment that this entity has its hand here. This is what is called adversity. When the devil superimposes his influence on the operations of the entity called life. So you come, you push, nothing. You engage all the principles, nothing. And then you say, this is not ordinary. This is when people say it is not ordinary. And then you go for war. Kaparuta! Elesquata! And the devil gives way, and life gives way, and you make progress. Are we together? So when men encounter resistance, I am not saying the devil doesn't resist men, but I'm saying that many resistances that men face will give way if men work harder. If people push harder, if people engage more principles. Now, let me show you where a problem is. I'm going somewhere. So a lot of times people move from here and get to this place, and then engage a principle, and life moves, and they make progress again, and they get to a spot where they are to break into another level, and it seems there is a resistance. Many mistakes that people make is to want to engage the principle that they used to break through from here and apply it here, and then they realize that many times it doesn't work. Are we together? So you can see, this is very practical. When we came to this land to do ministry, the Lord had told me and said, start Bible school. I started Bible school, Jesus. It was like the whole Abuja was gathering. I said, this thing is working. Then pastors came around and said, how are you doing it? I said, let me give you my manual. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I am going to come to that. But I realized many years down the line that what was working and gave us a foundation, every time I wanted to do it, nobody was coming. Prayed, bind every devil, it wasn't working. And then the Lord gave me an understanding that what helped you to break forth to this point is not necessarily what will help you to break forth to where you are going. Are we together? You see, you have a responsibility per time to gain discernment of the key that is required for you to access the next level of your life. Do you know one challenge? So, this guy sees me. I am engaging life and getting results. Then he says, what is Dr. Bukola doing? There's something he's doing. This is for folks in the ministry. Say, what man of God, what did you do to break through? They did this. I fasted 180 days. When I was to prepare for ministry many years ago, the Lord took me on a journey for 180 days, praying and fasting. Do you know that that is not a signature or a divine endorsement for progress? That was probably a template suited for my destiny. But many times you go for meetings, this person says, I fasted for 3 days and three nights, and power came, things opened up. And you will find that you will engage that key of praying and fasting for 3 days. You will not see the same result. Are we together? So, part time, man has a responsibility to discern the key to engage, to break into a next phase of life. And if God says the same key will break you into another phase, thank God for that. But a lot of times, people get stuck. Not necessarily because of this entity called Satan. It's at work. We are not ignorant of his wiles and devices. But a lot of times, people get stuck because they have no awareness. They have no light as to what will break them forth into the next level. And they remain there. And the devil comes eventually to say, thank you for helping me to do my job. In the beginning, it wasn't him. Do you see why I said God is going to give some of us fresh instructions tonight? You are going to see fresh things. And you will run back where there was an obstacle. You just find that you take a step and you break through. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. That's the second thing. God bless you. Please, you can return. Many people arrive for a next level, but they are stuck. Because what helped them get to where they are is not what will break them forth into the next level. It might be that you obeyed an instruction. Do you know that what you may need to do for your next level may not be prayer and fasting? The Lord just sends an instruction, go sow a seed. And then when you begin to analyze God, you kill the potential of that instruction. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Your ability to discern the ways of God for your next level is key for rising. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. The Bible says, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because they do what? He does what? He knoweth not. What? How? If you want to come to the city of Abuja, there is a how you need to know. He knoweth not how to go to the city. There is a city ahead. There is a glory ahead. There is a destination ahead. But he doesn't know how to break into that next level. And then the man gets stuck. For my people will perish. Not because the devil is powerful, but there is light that is missing. Are we together? Very important. I understand that there are keys that are ritualistic. There are keys you have engaged to get to where you are. You have to engage them for life. True of us? True. I mean, they taught us how to brush our teeth in the morning. They taught. At my age now,
Do I ignore brushing? Your mouth will smell. There are keys that are going to be with you throughout your journey. The keys of prayer, consecration, and all of that. But sir, there are custom-made keys that you need to ask God, what do I need to do to break forth into my next level? What do I need to do? Lord, thank you for how far you have brought me. But what do I need to do to break forth? A lot of people are waiting for time for their breakthrough to come. But can I shock you? That many of them, what they need to break through is not time, it is light. Because if that light is absent, even if time comes, nothing will change. Time doesn't change many things in this kingdom. It is light that changes things. So people say, in 5 years' time, things will happen. Sir, 5 years can come and pass and nothing will change. But if you can access light, in a space of 3 months, your level can change. God is going to give somebody instructions tonight. I am seeing God opening your spirit. God bringing you to the place of knowing. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's something that knowing does for you. Do you know that it's even possible that prayer becomes the consecration God needs you to sustain to break forth into your next level? At that point, it becomes no more the regular prayer where you pray 30 minutes, 1 hour every day. Then God takes you on a journey and say, you know what? You need to pray 5 hours every day. Can I share with you secretly? It's not secret though. There was a time the Lord came to me and said, son, pray 40 hours every week. You need to understand that I'm a medical doctor trained with a subspecialty around psychiatry, and I still practice. And the Lord ministered to me that he's going to give many of us grace for balance. He's going to give us grace for balance. Because many of us, since you got that job, your prayer life has gone down. And I repeat emphatically that God does not give men what we kill, what men we're doing for him. It's either an understanding was lacking. Do you understand what I'm saying? You say, God gave me this job and I can't come for evangelism. I can't pray again. Please, Pastor Victor, please pray for me. Since this job came, I am going down. God does not give men what we kill, what men were doing for him. He gives men to sharpen what they were doing or to give birth to another assignment. So you might realize that God gave you a job and what you used to do before, then you now have the financial capacity to sponsor a battalion. Do you understand? Before, only you used to go for evangelism because you didn't have a job. And then suddenly God opens the door of a job for you. And then you stop evangelizing. And then at the end of the month, you pocket all the money. In 6 zeros that they are coming. They say, bro, we are not seeing for evangelism. Say, it's work. And then the question is, how did God give you something that killed what you were doing for him? You didn't understand that he gave you to assist what you were doing. That money, even though you don't have the physical time now, you have resources to support men to do what you were doing. Hallelujah. God is going to give you grace. So the Lord said, I should pray 40 hours a week. And I said, Lord, if I do five hours every day, that's 35. Then I told my wife. I said, God, say I should go on a journey. She said, release. I'm married, so if I have to go on a retreat, she has to consent. Singles, enjoy singlehood. Enter bush now. Enter wilderness now. For the time cometh, you will not just need the approval of the spirit to enter the wilderness, you need the approval of a human being. And you leave her at home. She said, you are not going, you go. You come back and tell the story. Pastor Umem is laughing. Hallelujah. Then she said, you can go. Then the stretching began. Someone is releasing a spiritual energy for balance, for stability, to begin to realize that the job God gave you was for a purpose. Then at a point she began to feel it, because I'll be long gone, so when I come back, then I will sit down. She wants to talk to me, but I'm still there. Then my wife did not understand. I said, why now? I said, Mitra, I don't know. I became uninterested in anything mundane. And then that was when I first appreciated what Moses experienced when he came down. For some of us, God might tell you, and I know what followed my life after that experience. God might tell you that this is your prayer consecration. Hallelujah. Keys to breakthrough. I'm going to share two or three of some of these keys that may be profitable for us. And then we'll pray tonight. Are we together? The last time I was sharing at the Apostolic Wisdom Colloquium, I spoke about five wings of destiny. I'll just mention them in passing, because I'll reference them at some points. Five wings that any man that wants to rise in life, you will have to have at least one of them. Five wings. I will mention them in passing because they will be helpful to some of the things we want to talk about. The number one wing, in no particular order, is the wing of mercy. The wing of mercy. I'm sure you are an apostolic center, and I'm sure apostle would have done a lot of justice on this. The wing of mercy. It is one of the wings by which men rise. Sir, motivational preachers will tell us that you cannot be loaded and not be needed. But you will find yourself, you carry so much load, nobody's looking for you. It becomes a burden on your head. You pray all the prayer. You engage all the principles. And nothing is shifting. Then you now realize there's something called mercy. When David found mercy, it was called the sure mercies of David. The wing of mercy. The second wing that you need is called the wing of men. Take notes. No man rises outside these five wings. No man. The wings of men. Of course, I'm not going to explain them. The third is the wing of money. Anybody that has risen as far as legitimate rising is concerned rose on one or more of these wings. Number one, the wing of mercy. Two, men, money. Then number four, the wing of mastery. Mastery. That you are so good in what you do that they can't say no to you. Daniel was so good in what he was doing. There was no way they could say a no to him. The wing of mastery. And then number five is the wing of mysteries. Mysteries. I probably relate to that here. So you need one or more of this working in synergy for you to rise and break into a new level.
very important. But let me calm down, because I'm going to make reference to some of them. What are the things I picked in my spirit when Apostle spoke to me to minister at this meeting? What are the things I pick that many of us will benefit from as a wing to break into our next level? Is somebody getting blessed tonight? I will share about two or three of them. I need to be aware of my timing so I can maximize it. So if somebody can just draw me, just let me know. Are you ready? Number one, please watch out for these things that I want to say. Many of us, we are due for the next level. And after tonight, God is bringing an instruction your way. In the name of Jesus, you will break forth against all odds. You have done all. And the Lord, by the Spirit, is calling our attention to this. Number one, when God is interested in you and interested in your next level, when God is interested in your rising, one of the things he will do, which I want you to know, is that God will position you around an anointing. God will position you around an anointing. Please take heed to what I want to share. God will deliberately. The problem is this. A lot of times we do not know that this is a part of the plan. I love Reverend Chris Oyakhilome. I was studying Reverend Chris. How many of us know that Reverend Chris served as a volunteer for Archbishop Idaosa? He volunteered. After high school, before university, he volunteered. Sometimes God will be pushing you to take certain steps. You will think it is you, it is God. God wanted to position him around an anointing. You see, the problem is this. Many times people do not discern that this is the anointing meant to break me to my next level. Or people do not recognize how to open up the channels of the anointing to flow. When a man is anointed, there are two ways by which the anointing can flow to you. By his intention, by his desire, he can tell you, I anoint you, and you'll be anointed. And number two, without his knowing. Without his consent, God will not contact him to say, do you want this thing to flow? But the other person comes and draws from the oil. That was what happened to Jesus and the woman with the issue of blood. God didn't need his consent to say, you are not. No, the woman pulled it. So God will position you around an anointing and you begin to draw from the anointing. When God wants to shift you, that is one thing he does. You see, the problem is this. God bless you, bro. Thank you, sir. Oh, fantastic. Eshegon. Thank you, sir. Are we together? The problem is this. A lot of people are hanging around the anointing that can change their lives, but they do not even know. And even when they know, they don't know how to connect to the oil. Oh. People will come and carry Papa's Bible. Come close to Apostle. But in the realm of the spirit, there is no proximity at all. Can I shock you? I honor this man of God. But do you know that it is possible that a man in this territory is closer to the unction than the people that come on this altar? The problem is this.
Hey. People do not understand. Do you see those people in sanctuary department? It is possible for a man that God intentionally positions around an anointing to be serving in sanctuary department and be closer to the oil than a man that is holding mic for man of God. And can I say to you, God doesn't export men into limelight from the altar. He exports them from territories. And do you know that this is not a department in the realm of the spirit? This is a territory. Media is not a department. It is for the sake of order and administration. We say media department. In the realm of the spirit, media is a territory. This was the understanding David had when he was in the bush and nobody saw him. He knew it was for English, they called it bush. But he knew in the realm of the spirit, he was in the territory. No wonder he guarded the territory, because the devil will always want to attack in your territory. That is why people have problem in media, in choir, and they pick offense. They don't understand that there is a strategy of the enemy to push them away from the positioning of the oil as God had ordained it. There are two ways the devil pulls men away from such places. He can either pull them away using a distraction or create a scenario, a little misunderstanding, and then push them away. Jesus. Anywhere you serve God is not a department, it is a territory. Anywhere you are serving, in the eyes of God, you are occupying a territory. Anywhere will contribute to the saving of a soul, it's not a unit, it's a territory. Territories need to be guarded against the offenders. If you understand, you will serve well in media. You will serve well in sanctuary. You will serve well in evangelism, because you know that God is positioning you around the anointing. Are we together? When it was time for God to transmit the apostolic unction to other men in the Bible, Acts chapter 6, there was a situation. And then the apostles say, you know what? We cannot leave the world and be serving tables. Let us appoint men. It was God that was creating a platform for seven men to be able to serve, so that they can be positioned around the anointing. Because that you physically hang around a man does not mean you are connected to his oil. Then God shows you that I have brought you to encounter Jesus' ministry, not to just sit down. I want you to come every Sunday before start, 2 hours before service starts, just be praying for the service. And then you occupy that territory. You are close to the oil. You are close to the oil. Jesus. You know David. He saw the bush as a territory and he served there. And God exported him to the palace. 1 Chronicles 17:7. 1 Chronicles 17:7. Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus said the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the where? Sheepcote. In fact, it was Eliab that helped us to know the amount of sheep he was overseeing. When he told him, he said, this guy, this is your sheep, there are few. How many members do you have? How many people are in that unit? But in the heights of heaven, it was a territory.
then God escorted him. He said, I took you from following sheep to make you ruler. Do you know that it is not every territory that men capture that they capture through prayer? Some territories are rewards. God looks at a man and says, you have been faithful in this place. I reward you. God rewards men with territories. I'm telling you the truth. And you see, it might not be you. God might plant you in a place in Benue, and you serve faithfully, and God will reward you with the nations. And people say, where is it coming from? No, God's men, they don't arrive overnight. The reward system functions on the principle of seed time and harvest, sowing and reaping. Every time men ever try to appear overnight, they don't last. So God doesn't do it. Do you remember Uriah? Just one night, they came and they gave him a letter. You are a general now. No antecedent. No spiritual curriculum vitae. And then he became a general overnight. God doesn't raise men like that. It didn't last one battle. It didn't last one battle. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey ya ya, hey ya ya, hey ya ya, hey 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 ya. As I am speaking, some of us, God is helping you to understand that you have been hanging around this anointing for too long. Now it's time for you to open up. Can I shock you that for some of us, the anointing that God will position you around for a phase of your life to break into a next phase will be upon your friend? It might be upon your colleague. For a wife, it might be upon your husband. Do you know, friends carry the anointing to end certain problems in the lives of their friends, but ego no go allow. Familiarities no go allow. I've heard people say their classmates can't pastor them. Who did this to this generation? The fathers that we celebrate today, many of them started ministries in their 20s. They had members. How come a man is in his 20s, 30s, you say he can't pastor you? You see, your family member can't pastor you. See, if when you understand this, you will not go and meet your friend and say, lay hands on me. I don't encourage friends laying hands on friends. But you will identify with everything they are doing. You will be there for their programs. There is something we have seen upon God's servant, Apostle Mike. Even though we relate as friends, we are following. So there's something upon this man. There's something upon this man. Lord, you have positioned us around this anointing. We honor this anointing. Can I show you Elijah? God told him, he said, when you return, anoint Elisha as prophet in your stead, Azael as king over Syria, and Jehu as king over Israel. True or false? True. Elijah already went to heaven. Elisha became a prophet. Azael was already a king. But Jehu was still a captain. But the mantle to enthrone him was with a person they were introduced to ministry the same day. Because that enthronement was not tied to a person, it was tied to a mantle. It wasn't tied to Elijah, because Elijah left, he dropped the mantle for the enthronement. And you see, Elisha was a wise man. He was a good man. When the Lord said it was time for Jehu to enter into an ordination that was preordained, Elisha said, I will not go. He's my friend. He's my friend. Servant, come. Take this oil. Go and anoint him. The moment Jehu saw him, he knew where he was coming from. Because the other people didn't know. They said, where is this mad fellow coming from? He knew. But he didn't say he came from a person. We entered ministry the same day. The guy said, kneel down. He knelt down. Many of you, you need to sow seed into your friends' lives for something they carry to open up to you. You see a financial dimension in their life, and God mercifully, you were praying, oh God, change my finances. And God, in answer to that prayer, brings you close to an anointing that has gained spiritual mastery over finances, enjoying a portal of financial prosperity. Then you begin to say, all of us go blow. Now we know, now the day we don't know. Sir, it is not time that blows men. It is light that blows men. Paruta! People waited for time. Nothing changed. To them that sat in darkness, it wasn't time that came to their rescue. A great light appeared. You will honor this man better after this message. You will understand that you can carry Bible, you can be close and shake his hand after service, and still nothing connects to you. Because proximity is a spiritual entity. You can be at the back seat and you are more connected than the person sitting here. Don't forget that when God wants to lift you and break you to a next level, he mercifully positions you around an anointing. Discern it. Engage it. Begin to say, Lord, so what are the anointings you placed around me? Is there anointing for growth? I was telling somebody, I said, we started building. I said, I know where this grace came from. I said, you see this grace? Someone gave us a land. I said, I know where this grace came from. The grace to receive. You see, there is a grace it takes to receive. If you don't carry that grace, nobody will give you anything. I said, I know where this grace came from. Then we started building and it was working. I said, I know where this grace came from. And the grace to break, I know where it is going to come from. So I am intentional around that anointing. Glory to Jesus. We will pray now. But is somebody being instructed tonight? It was shortly after Stephen and Philip started to serve tables. Jump to Acts 8. Philip was in Samaria. He was in Samaria doing the exact work of an apostle. Because he didn't see serving tables as a unit. He saw it as a territory. He didn't say with all the criteria, this anointing, they say I should come and be serving table, distributing food. He didn't see it as a department or a unit. He saw it as a territory. The next time we heard about him, he was operating apostolic. He shut down Samaria. Do you understand what I'm talking about tonight? Very important. Very important. Hey. Friends are problems that friends are anointed to solve. Let us move to the second point, the second key that I pick that God wants to use to lift many of us tonight. And then we'll still make time to pray. Hallelujah. Let me be sure I saw this very well. Okay, good. Is somebody ready for this? Don't forget the five wings of destinies
of destiny I mentioned. What are they? One, mercy. Two, men. Three, four, mastery. Five, mysteries.
Mysteries.
You see, you would have prayed and prayed and prayed for a next level. And then God will begin to tell you about going to serve under a man. For many of us, we think it is a backward step. But God doesn't take men backward in this kingdom. Any service under a man counts for you in your destiny. God counts it. So when you are starting your own, you are not starting afresh. You have laid a foundation. Do you understand what I'm saying? A lot of times it looks like God is taking you into obscurity. You are praying for a next level in ministry and God begins to talk to you about submission, loyalty. And it looks like it's not making sense, but it makes sense. It always makes sense in the end. It makes sense. What is the second key? Is what I call the key of the heart. The heart. This is where we will stop. We will stop on this key and raise some prayers. This is an apostolic center, so there's nothing new I'm doing. You already fire people, power people, anointed people. But I'm trusting the Lord for us to be instructed fresh also tonight. Right? The key of the heart. The Bible says, who shall ascend the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Psalms 24, if you read from verse 3. He that has clean hands and pure heart. Can I say this? There are heights that if you must attain them, your heart matters more than your nails. Will take you to a spot. Please look at me. Then to go forward, your heart will matter more than your nails. The heart. There is a realm beyond which skills cannot deliver. So there is a realm in God. There is a realm in the kingdom beyond which skills, mastery, cannot deliver. For you to cross, there is a profiling that we do. What is his heart like? So when you go to prayer in that state, that's why the Bible says when you pray in the secret, God who sees in the secret rewards you openly. So he's telling you that God not only hears prayer, he also sees. What is he seeing? Your posture and the contents of your heart. The question is, then God works on your heart so that they can bring you to the place where eternity can trust you with what they call true riches. What are they? The loyalty of men, humans, and their souls. Many people are praying, Lord, change my level. Lord, do this. And then God looks at the heart. Can we trust you the way you are like this? Before Azael became a king, Elisha saw him and began to cry. And the man said, why are you crying? He said, because the Lord has showed me you'll be king. He said, and you will do this to these people. He said, is your servant a dog that would do like this? Say no. The heart. You know, sometimes people say, God, you can trust me. God, you can trust me. Just bring it. You trust me. If God needs to wait for you to prove that your heart is not right, then he's not God. It is your heart. The heart. God wants to give us that heart that we see glory and not glory in it. heart that will pastor 5,000 people and not glory in it. One of the mysteries of fathers are the hearts of fathers. There is something they have seen. There's something they have touched. There's something they have experienced. How can a man be pastoring churches in over 200 nations and he's still meek and holy? Over 200 nations. I'm not saying 200 local governments. 200 nations. And he's still meek and holy. Some of us, we have not seen more than 200. 1 to 200. Not 200 nations now. 1 to 200 people. People. Not nations. People. And they can't talk to you again. You can't pray again. Then he sleeps with many of the members. And then God looks at him. And the next time he shows up, God, give me nations. God says, ah. If we give you the nations, you will kill the nations. And send the nations to hell. God says, can you put him there? Leave him at that level. You see, it gets to a point where what determines if a man will rise, the devil doesn't have a say. It is God that determines whether beyond this you will rise. That's why the Bible says God resists the proud, not the devil. It's like in the banking sector. If you are an entry trainee, first time, your bosses will be determining your promotion. But you rise to a level before you can be promoted. Pastor Felix, won't CBN be involved? Before they promote you, it is no more at the discretion of the bank to promote you. The government will have to endorse and profile and say, this one can be promoted. Sir, you are a banker now. My wife is a banker. The same way in the realm of the spirit, a man gets to a place, the devil doesn't have a say on whether he can rise or not. It is God that determines it. And then God sees his heart. He says, this guy is proud. We resist him. If God resists you, I don't know who can help you. And then he says, ah, they are driven from the village. It's not village. It is your heart. It doesn't matter how many hands will lay on you, the quantity of oil will pour on you. If God can't trust your heart, there are things God can't give you. There are next level men will never see. One of our prayers as we close tonight is that, Lord, anything you need to do to my heart. Some of you, God is looking at you. It's not like I don't want you to be married, but you will mess it up. It's not like I don't want to give you money. You will mess it up. You will mess it up. Anakasha. A heart that will see glory and not glory in it. Very important. That was the thing about David. A heart that is sanctified. That's going to be our prayer tonight. Lord, anything you need to do with my heart, please do it. And what are those matters of the heart? Quickly, your love work, where no offense, no vengeance, no cheating, no revenge is dwelling in your heart. God will bring you to that place. They would have offended you, but you can't pick offense, because offense will put a ceiling upon your rising. Some of us need to forgive some people and let it go. It's not deliverance you need. It is God to empty your heart. The height of deliverance is the brokenness of the heart. The heart. The heart. Brokenness of the heart. Meekness. Sacrifice. I conclude tonight. You see, when we as a generation, we are praying for the mantles of fathers, it is important that we do not just ask fathers for mantles. We ask them for these mysteries.
If not, we will collect mantles, and mantles won't work because we didn't collect the mysteries that make the mantles to work. How do you think fathers have been able to remain relevant in impact for 40 years, 35 years, 30 years? There's something they saw. There's something they know. There's something they have touched. And these are some of the matters of the heart. Matters of the heart. Aya, rise. Matters of the heart. Gehazi was saying, Elisha, give me this mantle. Let me go and put it upon this dead child. They gave him mantle. Was there any result? It's not mantle that will cause us to rise. There are mysteries we cannot afford to miss. If you want to rise, lift your hands. And let us appreciate God for this word tonight. We have just about 5 minutes to stir up an atmosphere. And trust that God will do a surgery on our hearts tonight. Go ahead and pray tonight. Lord, whatever you will do with my heart today, whatever you will do with my heart today, whatever you will do with my heart today, I am here, Lord. I am ripe for the next level. I am ripe for the next level. I am ripe for the next level. Yes. Is somebody praying? Pray tonight. Pray tonight. Pray tonight. Pray tonight. Ah. Ayaka protokotosh makatata. Lord, do something with my heart. Do something in Jesus' name. We are praying. Our generation, we are in a quest for impartation. Papa, impact me, impact me. But with all the impartation, the heart will not make men go far. The heart. Have you not noticed there are many people following people, but there's nothing becoming of them? Only very few are seeing this light. It's a heart thing. Pray, Lord, tonight. Empty my heart of unforgiveness, of lust, of envy, of jealousy, of ego, of familiar. Empty my heart. Empty it. Empty it. Ayadada brada goshka lakaparita patash makatatatatata La porondo katus calebros. I'm going to minister briefly. I'm mindful of time, but I want to pray for some people here. There is first a nature of sin that has to break. A nature of sin. Then God brings you into an ordination of consecration, but that nature of sin has to break. If you die like this, you will go to hell. God wants to first give you salvation. What you need is not impartation. It's salvation. I want all heads to be bowed. And all eyes in honor closed. Someone here say, I am struggling with pornography. I am struggling with masturbation. am struggling with fornication. I'm not even born again. Lift your right hand. Anyone here, lift it up very well. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Wow, see the hands lifted up. You are saying, I want to make my words right with the Lord. Can I please ask that you come forward? Please take the courage. Please take the courage. Your hands lifted. Honor God and just come forward. Let's pray with you. Let's pray with you. You are making a decision for Jesus tonight. God bless you. I saw some hands raised here. You are coming. I'm making a decision for Jesus tonight. Yes, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. That's the way to go. I'm going to count three. One, if you are coming, come and join us here. Two, come and join us here. Three, Jesus. Wow. 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 Congratulations. This is the highlight of this meeting. This. And I'm saying to you that your life cannot remain the same again. I'd like you to just say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight. I acknowledge I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I'm born again. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the mercy that gave birth to these ones will keep them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Which way are they going? Finally, somebody said for God to drop something tonight. Lift your two hands. And just pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm out here in the next 2 minutes. Pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, I don't want to go back the way I came. Give me an encounter. Give me a visitation. Give me a visitation. Get me something. Anything can happen here. Anything can happen. I'm down here in 2 minutes. Say, Lord, visit me tonight. Visit me tonight. Visit me tonight. Yes, 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 yes. Fountains break open. Fountains break open. Fountains break open. Fountains. 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 New fountains. New fountains. New fountains of the spirit. New fountains of the deep. Break open. Break open. Break open. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I call you blessed. Stretch out your two hands. Tonight, I call you blessed. I stand on this altar by the investment of God on this altar. I call your finances blessed. I call your businesses blessed. I call your careers blessed. Every signature that needs to show up for your next level to come, I decree a release tonight. Every approver that needs to come to you, every approver that needs to come to you, take it now. every door that needs to be opened for you to break forth to your next level. I command them to be opened tonight. The blessing is upon you. When Isaac blessed Jacob, it wasn't physical, it was spiritual. And Jacob went in the strength of that blessing. When he was returning, he was not empty. I curse the root of dryness in your life tonight. Every financial dryness, I curse them tonight. Walking with nothing to show for it, I curse them tonight. You are a people that God has blessed, and you shall be fruitful and you shall multiply. You will share your testimony on this altar, how it was that God visited you tonight. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone excited, give the Lord a shout.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.